Yesterday marked 10 years of Beijing's rule over Hong Kong. Britain withdrew as the colonial power on July 1, 1997. There were official celebrations and ceremonies. There was also a pro-democracy march involving tens of thousands of demonstrators. Ever since the run-up to the handover, China has spoken of one country, two systems. And by all accounts, there is much that remains of Hong Kong's discrete system. It has its own currency, its own passport controls. But is it sufficiently democratic for Hong Kongers who began voting for their own legislative council under British rule in the 1990s? Martin Lee led the biggest party on that council, the Democratic Party. He now serves on the council that Beijing replaced it with. And Mr. Lee joins us from Hong Kong. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
I'd like to play for you a clip first of what Chinese President Hu Jintao said yesterday at the celebrations in Hong Kong. We'll hear him through an interpreter.
Hong Kong's success has indisputably demonstrated that one country, two systems is the right policy for Hong Kong. It shows that the Hong Kong people are fully capable of managing Hong Kong well and sustaining its growth. It shows that Hong Kong can always count on the great motherland to ensure its prosperity and stability.
One country, two systems is working, says the president of China. You agree?
Well, I agree that one country, two systems was certainly the policy laid down in the Sino-British Joint Declaration, and we supported it. But it's prefaced on a very important requirement that it's Hong Kong people who are going to rule Hong Kong with a high degree of autonomy. We were told that apart from defense and foreign affairs, we, the people of Hong Kong, would be masters of our own house. But it's not happening that way at all.
To what degree does the legislature in Hong Kong, which you serve on, to what degree can it legislate?
Well, we can legislate only on government's bills. But anything which is anything to do with government policy, we cannot propose, or anything to do with government structure and so on. It was much more limited than under British rule when we were being ruled by colonial master.
Are the courts in Hong Kong independent of Chinese
rule? The courts in Hong Kong are still independent. But having said that, the rule of law cannot just depend on an independent judiciary. It also depends on laws which protect freedoms.
Now, many people would say that whatever the limits on democracy, Hong Kong remains the most democratic place in the People's Republic of China. Witness yesterday's demonstrations that you took part in.
Oh, yes, we still have our freedoms, as I said, but tomorrow they can take it away.
And in the legislature, although, what is it, half the members of the legislature are elected by the people of Hong Kong?
That is right. So that includes me. But then we are in the minority. Last time we had elections in the Legislative Council was 2004, when the Democratic camp captured 62% of the popular vote, but that was only translated into 40% of the seats, because the electoral laws are very undemocratic.
For people who were in Hong Kong or who lived there during the days of British sovereignty, do you think that they would recognize Hong Kong as essentially the same place, the same pace of life, the same degree of freedom in everyday life? Or would they find something radically different today, 10 years later?
Well, if somebody had left Hong Kong, say, 10 years ago and now is back in Hong Kong, such a person would not see anything which is hugely different. No, there is still the rule of law. Our freedoms are still protected. And if you look at our human rights, we certainly fare better under communist rule than even in Singapore. But having said all that, because we have no democracy, there is no guarantee that our laws will remain good laws which protect human rights and will not be changed into bad laws that restricts human rights.
Well, Martin Lee, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
Martin Lee of the Democracy Party in Hong Kong is a member of the Legislative Council. He spoke to us from his home.